Curious Couple, episode 36.
You're tuned into The Curious Couple for the Curious Ear with your hosts, TNA. Get ready to have your curiosity piqued while exploring what it's like to live out fantasies with this fun, fit, and sexy duo.
Hey, Curious folks, you're listening to an episode of us vacationing at Desire Riviera Maya, Mexico. If listening to this podcast has you inspired to book your own trip, go to our website, thecuriouscouple.com, and click on our Desire affiliate link on the right-hand side of our homepage. By doing this, you'll help support the show, and we appreciate it. Enjoy the show. Hey, guys, welcome back. I'm T.
And I'm A.
So we have decided to do the second podcast right after the first one. Yep. From our trip to Desire.
Haven't moved. Still sitting in the bed. Still sunburned and...
needing a shower.
Needing showers.
Yeah, we realized we're wondering when we were going to have time to do that next podcast. But so maybe we'll do tonight's... whatever we do tonight will be a third podcast from this trip.
And all the things we forgot to talk about, because I'm sure there's going
to
be...
So here's one thing we forgot to talk about. No one mentioned the fact that you can smoke here at this resort, which maybe it's because we've been vacationing at Marriott's. There's no smoking at Marriott's. But it's a little different to be sitting next to people at the pool and there's cigarette smoke.
It hasn't been that bad, though. I mean, I can only think of like maybe one couple.
Today was kind of bad.
Yeah, well, because we were sitting next to it. I'm just saying I don't want people, like if I heard you say that before we went, I would think people were smoking everywhere, and that hasn't been the case.
I don't think they're allowed to smoke in the rooms, so the rooms don't smell like smoke, which is a big deal.
Nothing really does, and the only time that it's really bothered me was when we were trying to get a drink at the bar, and there were probably four or five people sitting around the bar smoking, and it was like a cloud. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I mean, but it surprised us, I guess.
So we were going to continue our adventures. Our Canadian friends, we decided to go for a walk on the beach with, just down the beach. And we went for probably a mile or so. And this is the Canadian friends, the tall guy and the gorgeous blonde. Mm-hmm. And suddenly they stop and they say, I think we should turn around. She's not feeling well. And just... the look on her face, she had that scared look like, oh my God, I'm going to be sick.
Yeah, she looked green.
And I'm like, oh, this could get ugly.
Yeah.
Because she's, you know, she's wearing this teeny tiny.
Like a quarter of a mile from the resort.
We're like a mile from the resort at this point.
Did we walk that far?
We walked pretty far.
Okay.
And she's wearing this tiny little string bikini.
Yeah.
And there's these construction workers whistling at us. So it's not like we could just go into this resort right next to us and she could use a bathroom or get water.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to throw up right there. I mean, she had that look.
I think she thought she was going to throw up right there because she stopped and started to tell him something and then she was like, never mind, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But she wasn't fine.
No. And it turns out she wasn't fine. They went back to the room and she was in bad shape. Yeah, they figure she got some sort of food poisoning.
So they were out for the night.
Yeah.
So this was last night.
Down a Californian couple, we're down a Canadian couple, and now we're basically like...
we had to have dinner with each other.
We actually had two dinners with each
other. Which, side note, the food has been really good.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say better than I expected, but I've never been to an all-inclusive resort.
And the drinks have been better than I expected.
The drinks have been really good. The bartenders are amazing.
Yeah.
I found my favorite bartender, and I can't ever remember their names. The only one I remember is my little boyfriend. Oh, he's so cute. Anyway, so the bartender that I found that's my favorite bartender, he makes me a like blended frozen coffee every morning, and he makes really good margaritas. Yeah. And then we found, I think it was it the Jones that said something about the espresso martinis, or was it the Aussies?
The Aussies, I think, did.
So we kind of knew about it, but I would have forgotten. I think you remembered. We were having dinner at that nice restaurant.
Oh, we
had reservations, and we were all tired. It was the six of us, and we were sitting, and he said, do you want a martini? That's what it was. He goes, do you want a martini? And you said, isn't this where we're supposed to get the espresso martini? And he whipped up six of those, and oh my goodness.
They were good.
They were good. They were really rich. It was Bailey's and espresso. And vodka.
Yep. And the culprit as to why I didn't sleep that night, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, everybody had. I didn't.
The Canadians didn't sleep.
They didn't sleep
awake.
At all.
Yeah.
I didn't finish mine, so maybe that's why.
I finished yours.
You finished mine. That was smart. That was real smart. So we have, 8 o'clock dinner reservations, and you guys are you're drinking more espresso than you probably have in a week for dinner. Brilliant. Anyway, back to the story.
Yeah, so that was the night before, which turned out, you know. Anyways, so we're now, the Canadians have got, she's gotten sick. They've retired for the evening. We decide to go have sushi, and then we go
sit down.
Then we
did the buffet.
Yeah, well, so the reason we did, I'm kind of a sushi snob. I'm like, I like traditional fish, raw, give me like... I just really enjoy the raw fish side of things. And anytime there's cream cheese involved or fried, I'm not that interested. Yeah. And their selection was mostly cream cheese. Yeah. And it, to me, I read the menu and it looked like a menu for people who aren't comfortable eating sushi, or we don't want to feed you raw fish and have you get sick on our trip. Yeah. So everything's either cooked or...
They are very conscientious.
Oh my God. Conscientious.
Thank you. Ugh, I'm on vacation. Cut me some slack. About people and their food allergies. They always ask, are you allergic to anything? Is there anything you can't have? Or you... So they're very aware of keeping people well.
Yeah.
So anyway, we
so
eat twice.
We sit down and, you know, I really wasn't that interested in the sushi. So we went with
some
sashimi and some scallops, and then realized we'd go next door to the buffet and have dinner, which was Italian night.
Yeah, home run.
That was actually a great move doing both of those.
Yeah, it was good. It's a little appetizer, and then we had some pasta, and it was good.
Yeah, it was really good. So from there, we went, I think that was circus night.
Yeah, it was erotic circus. So they had some performers.
Yeah, which was
pretty cool. Like some Cirque du Soleil-esque. Yeah, it was fun.
Some belly dancing.
Yeah. The energy is just fun. And it's every night's been different. I think tonight...
Everyone gets done up in different ways.
Yeah, so tonight is the masquerade.
And we haven't even talked about one of our favorite couples to look at.
The pleather couple.
I think
it's latex.
My God.
But we were calling it pleather for the first few days.
So this probably 65-year-old couple.
Maybe.
60, 65. Every day
well
and every
taken
night.
Care of. Well, I mean, that's another really cool thing is there's a lot of older couples.
Take care of themselves.
Yeah, they're,
And in a different latex outfit every night.
Not just every
and
night.
Day.
Yeah.
Like different.
They've got different outfits when they show up for meals. And it's funny because here we are in this very open-minded environment, and that still kind of takes you by surprise. Like, well, that's weird.
Here's the thing. If I'm listening to that, I don't understand what's so weird until you hear the fact that he gets dressed up in a... full-length dress in latex.
So it's like a corset.
Yes.
So it starts, it's strapless corset that just is full-length.
To his ankles.
Dress.
And he's wearing 4-inch platform
heels.
Heels. Yeah. With makeup.
Well, last night was makeup, but I think it was because it was circus.
Oh, okay.
But not to spend too much time talking about them, but when our California friends, because they are just friends with everybody, they're so easy to make friends, he strikes up conversation with them. Cool people.
Yeah.
Like just really cool people. Yeah. But it's just such a funny, like, what are they going to be wearing next?
Oh, yeah.
And
it's great. It's great entertainment.
He would have a full body suit, like from... We're Mexico people. Like it's warm, and he's got down to his wrist and ankles in this latex, which has to be hot.
Yeah.
And then you think, well, how does he get it up and down if he has to go to the bathroom? Oh, there's a zipper.
A zipper that goes from the front to the back.
From front to back. Yeah.
Okay.
It's anyway, moving
on. We've dwelled enough on this.
It was cool.
It was,
I wish I had,
it was entertaining.
There's so many times that you just wish you had a camera.
Yeah.
But
they don't let you take pictures here. They put a sticker over your phone. So
yeah. But we're going to have memories.
Yeah. Those are burned into our minds.
Burned into our minds.
So we do the we watch this performance, which I was kind of it is what it is.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was. I was just looking forward to the disco and kind of moving things along, and we went up to the disco.
And I just like to experience everything. Like, I don't want to miss any, even though I'm not participating in all of them, I don't want to miss any of the activities because there's just something going on all the time. From like noon to four, there's an activity almost every 30 minutes. And
so I feel like this night, A, wasn't so much in party mode, probably more pouty mode.
I was pouting.
She just, you know, was kind of dragging a little behind. Wasn't
drinking.
Our
friends left and our other friends were sick and...
But here, we say our friends, and we met them 24 hours ago. So in my mind, we're just another minute away from meeting new lifelong friends. You know, like, that's...
It was just... plus, it was not... It wasn't, like, super dancey meet and greet people. It was more sit back and watch the show. Right. So that kept us to ourselves a little.
Yeah. So we get up in the disco, and there's a couple that... I think they said she's 44 and he's 58.
Which I would not have guessed.
No.
He does not look that old.
And she's
in fact,
gorgeous.
We've caught ourselves having several conversations about that's going to be us when we... Because they are just freaking cool people.
They're really cool. Like, just a great vibe, great energy. They're just friends with
everybody.
Love
each other so much. It's so sweet to watch. And in fact, we told them that and she appreciated the compliment.
So we chatted with them and we've... maybe chatting with some other people. And then this girl approached me. I actually spoke to her at breakfast, I think, that morning. I heard her speak, and I wanted to know where she was from. I couldn't put, based on her look and her sound, I couldn't figure out where she was from or what the accent was. And it turns out she's from Brazil. And she approaches me at the disco and says, I just have to tell you, I think she referred to you as my girlfriend, is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, have just been admiring her. And I said, oh, okay. So then I lean over and I tell hey, this is what she said. And she says, oh, you know, thank you. And then the girl leans over in my ear again and says, gosh, I just, something about would love to make out with her or something. Isn't that what...
Yeah. I at that moment, to me, it felt like maybe you were instigating it a little bit.
No.
Well, what I was going to say is, to me in that moment, it's loud and I don't hear really any of the conversation. I'm still trying to warm up to this whole disco.
Mind you, I'm ready to party and she's kind of hanging back still.
And not that I was like taking one for the team, so to speak, but there was a while there where I was like, I'm going to pull this together because I want T to have a good time. So at that moment, I'm thinking he really wants to be with her.
And I wasn't. That wasn't what I was doing.
I know. And I think you said at one point, so what's on your fuck it bucket list? And that's where I kind of keyed into the whole conversation. And it was, she wanted to make out with me. She was beautiful and her accent was beautiful. She was hard to understand. It was loud. Her English wasn't great. It was good, but it wasn't great. And there was a lot of, I had to have her repeat herself. And we finally pieced together, she wants to make out with me.
Right. So instantly... She turns it up. Yeah. She goes from zero to 60. She's making out with her.
I can pull it together when I need to.
Yeah, no, she's a sport.
I did. And there were times, now you'll know how good of a sport I really am. Maybe I communicated this, but it was kind of annoying a little bit. Just her eagerness. I wasn't drunk.
Yeah.
I need to be drunk to have a good time, but I just met this woman. You know, it would be different if it was... the people we had played with before.
It'd be different too if she was naturally someone you were drawn to.
Right.
Like if this was the OKC girl, or if this was the Canadian girl, like if it was...
I hadn't matched her enthusiasm for the night, but I was sure trying.
I sensed it. You were being a sport.
Yeah.
You totally
and,
were.
And I think at one point it was, what are you drinking? And I was really easing into the night. I think I had a mojito or something. She's like, oh no, we need to get you another drink. And literally drags me to the bar. And it was so that she could get me away to make out with me. And so that happened several times. And I'm still rallying. And here's the part where I just want to let you take over the story, and I'm going to go take a shower because I don't even want to be a part of it.
So they come back over, and she's like, oh, you know, my my friend I'm with, we travel the world together, and we're, you know, he's my boyfriend, and he just, he's a very nice guy. He just, he likes to watch me with other women.
He's been my boyfriend for 8 years.
Yeah.
She quit her job to travel the world with him. They go all over the world. He's a pilot, ex-pilot, retired pilot.
This girl's what, 30?
She's my age.
Same age.
She's 32.
32. He is 60s, 70s.
Oh, 70s.
70s. Okay. Retired.
Old guy. We'll call him Hugh.
Yeah.
And he, very attractive 70-year-old man. I mean, he's taking care of himself. He's probably even maybe had some plastic surgery. The man has some money.
Yes. Anyways, she's like, hey, he just likes to watch me. And, you know, I don't know if your girlfriend is jealous, but watch me with you as well.
Yeah.
And
she's very forward.
Yes. And he just likes to watch. And so next thing I know, he comes over, introduces himself, and we start chatting. I really liked him.
He's British.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's fun to listen to him talk.
But he, you know, he was a good guy. Yeah. Like I enjoyed the conversation. I thought he was cool. And in the meantime, the club, I notice a couple new couples are there that I haven't seen before.
Young,
who were attractive.
Attractive, yes.
And so this is going on, and I decide to strike up some conversation with them. And it wasn't, but shortly after that, he kind of rounds us up and is like, let's go back to our room. And so we're like, okay, sure. So we go back to their room, which is two rooms over from our room.
Oh, yeah.
And
we just saw them walk by.
Yeah. That, in fact, when we were doing the first podcast, we saw them walk by and mentioned that, I think. So let's see. Immediately, like, all the lights are off. Like, there's no light. And they're trying to find some music. And I think she was making out with you, maybe.
He, like, brushed up against my arm. And I, even though, like, yes, there was a part of me that was like, wait a second, I'm a little uncomfortable. I sensed that you were very either uncomfortable or aware of how uncomfortable it may be making me feel. Because you came over and you said, if at any moment you are uncomfortable, we will pull the plug and leave. And I know that, you know, I know that. But the fact that you said that, I was like, oh, geez, what's, you know.
Spider it just, sense? Spidey sense?
Yeah, it something just was off.
So we go back to the room and he immediately gets naked and he's prepping something and like, I just don't know what he's doing over on the other side of the bed. And
it's super dark.
And I think
she's uber aggressive.
Yeah.
I mean,
A's on her back on the bed, and immediately his hands, or no, immediately she's going down on you and her butt's up in the air, and he's handing me a condom. Opened condom, just the rubber.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I'm not even sure if I'm still wearing clothes at this point.
You haven't even touched her.
Yeah, I haven't touched her. And I said, no, you know, I'm okay. And then he's touching you. I think he was touching your breasts.
Uh-huh.
And it was maybe just before that I said that to you. And you're like, oh, okay, I'm fine. I think maybe your arm.
Yeah, and she even at that moment started wiggling him out of the way. And I thought, okay, she knows that she's communicated to us that he's just here to watch. That's what we've all kind of agreed on.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say she gave me a few opportunities in the club to tell it. It was almost like too much too soon for me. Like she was like, I want to know what you want. You are the queen. I will do whatever you want. And maybe at that moment I should have said, we just want to be with you. Maybe I should have said that.
Yeah. Keep him away.
Because we went in there thinking that was what was kind of communicated and agreed on. And anyway, also important to mention at that moment, he goes around and starts to have sex with her or, he's like about to, and she whips around like, I mean, cat like reflexes, like whips around. You have a condom? And I thought, what? One, if they're boyfriend and girlfriend for 8 years, I was surprised that she wants him to wear a condom.
Right.
Besides the fact that he's a little older, I don't know. It surprised me. I was like, what? And then I started thinking, why did she have to ask that? What's the there's a disconnect.
Yes.
There.
Yes.
I would never have to ask you that. You right. know, I mean, it was just, it was bizarre. So that
like
was...
Like, if there was a reason we were needing a condom, you wouldn't, you know, like, maybe shouldn't you're off that? Your pill or something.
Right, shouldn't he know that?
Yes. There was red flags.
It was almost like she didn't trust him. Right. And that was what I was thinking in that moment. She doesn't trust him.
Something along those lines. So he's, like, touching a leg. He's touching his arm. And now he's moved on to your breast. And I... pulled the plug.
Yeah. Well, and it wasn't even like, it wasn't, it was quick. It was quick. It was almost like
if you would have been super turned on, you might not have noticed, but you weren't even close to being there.
There was no time to get there.
Yeah.
And so it just was not, sexy.
It got under my skin. I was annoyed because we were misled. We were, hey, come back here and we can potentially have this experience. And it wasn't what we were told.
Yeah.
And so that, we were like, all right.
And it's the first time that I've ever been in a situation like that where people were pushy, that they weren't. I mean, because we've been with aggressive people. But especially when it's the first time, they're like, is this okay? Is that okay? Yeah. Is this okay? There was none of that. None of that.
Well, yeah. And she's telling us that this is what he does. And then immediately he's not doing that. Yeah. No. Yeah. Then at least give us the right expectations so we can make the right decision for ourselves. But anyway. Instead, we got duped into going back to your room for something that wasn't what we were told. Yeah. So, anyways, we roll out of there. Now, we were polite to him.
Yeah.
You know, we just said, hey, we're going to do our own thing and finish ourselves. And we left and immediately went up to the hot tub. Had a couple more cocktails, talked to some other folks. In fact, the attractive couple that was in the disco, they were up there. Turns out they're from Dallas and don't go out in any of the clubs that we go to for some reason. But met some other couples from Canada and I'm trying to think where the other one was from. Michigan. Fun people, cool.
Yeah.
And we ended up talking to this couple from Canada and... This is where the night starts to get a little fuzzy for me.
Yeah, maybe I should tell the rest of the story. They were a really sweet couple, and it was clear, or at least I thought it was clear, that this was their first, right? Their first real experience, I think.
That wasn't clear to me, but then again, not a lot was.
I think it was at that time. I'm trying to remember how the conversation came up, but he had booked it, not that he booked it without her knowing.
That's right.
Wasn't that the one that he bought her some outfits or was that the same? Anyway,
no.
it was communicated that they weren't,
lifestyle.
Yeah. But curious about things. I think what got things moving along is that she was like, oh, we were having sexy talk about making out with people in the hot tub.
Oh,
and so
that's right.
That's what started things. And it also cued me in on they're just here to make out, you know,
yeah.
Like that's just what they're here for. And
well,
this
that's
is
the first limp.
This
that's
is pushing
edge.
It for them. Yeah. And there again, just very into the girl on girl. And not that I'm not, but I find myself almost like, I feel like I'm just kind of paying my dues with that sometimes.
Yeah, it's a little boring now that you...
Yeah, not that it's boring, but I do lose interest pretty quickly. Like, let's move on or let's stop. But I'm not the... even when it's me and you, I like to kiss and be close, but... briefly. I like to move on. I don't sit and make out very long without being bored with it.
Okay.
Right? Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Plus I'm sunburned. My lips are sunburned. And so making out for a long time is not very comfortable. I know, swinger problems, right? Yeah.
You're talking about the lips.
But
the face.
It was, I will say, it was really sexy because he was hilarious. The bartender had stepped away. And so the bar, it's a swim up bar in the hot tub. And so the husband just jumps over the bar, starts making us drinks, and he comes back over with chocolate sauce.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And so, this is fun. This is like you're hearing the story for the first time.
I'm a listener.
And so she starts with the chocolate sauce on my boobs, and she's got it now all over her face, and she's suddenly like this little sex kitten.
Uh-huh. It was hot.
Yeah. I mean, she was like, you could
you
tell
guys are
she
was making out. It was looked pretty like passionate makeup.
Yeah, it was fun. And you could tell that she, she was totally into it. And I think she'd had a few drinks too. Like she was really losing herself in it, and she mm-hmm. was real, passionate. There was a few times I thought she's going to drown because she started to, go down on me too.
Oh, that's right. You remember that? Lifted up out of there.
Yeah. So I'm when you holding were doing myself that, up on the side of the hot tub.
Uh-huh. So when you were doing that, her leg was kind of like rubbing up against me. And I started to like feel on her leg. And I caught over and saw a glance of her husband. And the husband's like giving me the head nod. Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I thought,
please go for it.
At that moment, I'm like, they wanted to do more than make out. And who knows? Maybe we got fucking duped again. Now that I think about it, we may have just gotten duped.
That's
again.
A little bit of a strong statement.
I know. I'm just saying.
Along those lines, he made these drinks and just hands me a drink that tastes like, I don't know, a lemon drop or something.
Yeah, it was like it
knocked
tasted like
me
a Sprite.
On my ass.
It was. It's the vodka. It's that I don't know what it was, but I'm gonna have to stay away from it tonight because it was Grey Goose. I just had, I think vodka and Sprite at the
it might
disco.
Be Absolute Citron.
No.
No.
Oh, maybe one time it was, but maybe it was.
He said it was a few liquors.
Well, yeah. So they went down real easy and they hit hard.
Oh.
And we had hangovers today. I did nothing but lay by the pool all day.
I probably sound like a lush since the last couple podcasts I've been talking about how drunk I've been, but I didn't mean to get that drunk. Like, I was drinking a drink that didn't taste very...
I didn't know you were that drunk, but...
Well, I didn't either until we moved over to the bed and I stood up and I was spinning.
Yeah.
Like, what? How did that happen?
Yeah, so we move over. They've got some beds outside by the hot tub, and I actually suggested it because I was tired of holding myself up on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And another important tidbit is I don't like to wash my hair because I have a lot of hair. My hair is really long, really thick, and really
gorgeous.
It's beautiful. It's a pain in the ass to wash. So I didn't want to get it wet. I was trying to keep it dry, and she was like drowning herself going down on me, and I didn't want to drown myself going down on her. So we get out and
move over to a day bed.
Move over to one of the beds out there and... again, no concept of how long, but it felt like an eternity.
You sound like a sourpuss.
Well,
right now.
I know,
this
and
is
I don't
like the a negative podcast.
It was. I told you it was going to be, and it's not. Hashtag swinger problems. It's nothing major. It was just, and I don't know if it's because of the experience that we had had earlier in the night that just set the tone. But I reached a point. It had nothing to do with them because she was very sexy, but it was a long, soft swap experience.
All right. Well, for those of you listeners who want a little lighter side of things, let me give my take before she poops all over this thing.
Yeah.
So we go over to the day bed, and the girls are doing their thing, and I think he was giving me the, you know, encouraging me to play with her. And so I think I was kissing on her. Well, basically what ended up happening, most of what I remember is me standing over her,
mm-hmm.
her going down up on me.
Well, and what's funny is every time that I was watching, it never even went in your mouth. She was just licking.
It was in her mouth because I think I have teeth marks on it today.
Well, so for a while, that's what was going on. And I was thinking, and maybe I just don't know you as well as I think I do, but I was thinking, he doesn't like that. This is going to get old. And you were just googly-eyed and, oh, this is awesome. This is great. And I thought, I'm just going to let him enjoy himself a little bit. And I was tired. I was hungry. I was thirsty, you know, all those things. And so I wasn't feeling it as much as you guys were.
Yeah.
So I thought I'm just going to let him enjoy that. And I stepped not away, but away from the bed.
Uh-huh.
And I was just kind of looking over the edge of the wall and watching people walk and looking at the stars and whatnot. And did that for a while. And it was still going on. And it was probably a lot longer than you think
because
you were drunk.
So I think I was going down on her. Like it was a 69 type setup. And I stood back up to check on you. And that's where I almost fell over. I was like, whoa.
Well,
how did I get so drunk?
And I do kind of, but not really because I was And I think I even told you, I said, I learned a lesson from earlier tonight about speaking up for myself and doing what I want to do. And right now it's just this. I just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
And I felt kind of bad for her husband because he was kind of reaching for me. And it had nothing to do with him. I just wanted a break.
Yeah.
And so I was standing by the wall, and I got to the point where I was done standing by the wall and wanted to kind of go. And I can't remember what I said, but I think I said something about being thirsty, and you said, I don't think she wants you to be done, or something like that. And in my head, I was thinking, well, of course she doesn't. But what I said was, I'm done. And even in that moment, feeling that way, when you said that, and then he kind of reached for me, I thought, okay.
And that's right. So you did come back.
I did. Yeah. I jumped on the bed, kissed her a little bit. Yeah. And then I started going down on him, and I really in my head started going, I'm doing something right now that I don't want to do.
Yep.
And I thought my way around that for a minute, and I stood up and I was like, I'm sorry. It has nothing to do with you. It's not what you guys are doing. And I think that's when I said, I don't care what you do, but I'm going to be true to what I'm feeling.
You
and
didn't
it's,
say all of this.
I did to you. I said, I said, I'm going to learn a lesson from earlier, and I'm going to tell you I'm done.
Meant, like, you didn't say that to the group.
No.
Yeah, you told me that leaving.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was just done. So I'm sorry, but I was done.
That's all right. I was in a state where it's like I was, the alcohol snuck up on me.
Yeah.
I wasn't picking up on any of your signals. I wasn't really, I wouldn't have been physically capable of doing much more than I was doing.
Yeah. So, and I know that, but I had to remind myself that because I was like, son of a bitch, I said I was ready to go.
I was,
you know, almost kind of wanting to stop a little. And then I thought, he doesn't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on. And I've got my dick in her mouth.
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah.
You expect
me
to
had
know?
It had nothing to do with you. It was me. And so we came back and went to bed.
Yeah.
And it was at least 4 a.m. Because they shut down the hot tub area at 3.
Oh, shit.
And they came up there 2 or 3 times to see if we were still up there.
Yeah.
All things that I was the only one that noticed. So
yeah, sorry about that.
So all in all, it wasn't a bad night.
No, it was just another night of fun storytelling.
Yeah.
And
you never know.
You never know. So this is just going to be a short one for you guys. We have dinner plans.
Dinner reservations. And
we need to shower and get ready. And we will probably record our last night here and tomorrow in another podcast for you. And that will come out probably the following week. So we will catch you next time.
After we get back home. Wah, wah.
Don't get this whole. Don't make this whole podcast sour. Give him a little enthusiasm. Tell him you'll fuck him later. And we'll get off.
All right, fuck you later.
See ya. Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Curious Couple Podcast. Go to our website, thecuriouscouple.com, for links to all of our podcast episodes, their show notes, lifestyle website promos, travel deals, and much more. You can find us on Twitter at thecuriouscpl. As well as email us at thecuriouscpl@gmail.com. Check out Swingers Date Club, otherwise known as SDC.com, and put in our promo code 25648 for your free month trial. To take advantage of this trial, you can also just click the links on our website or on the podcast notes. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We always appreciate your ratings and reviews. Thanks again.